Happy Sunday morning, everybody. It's Pastor Steve, and welcome back to yet another internet-only service. And I was getting really bored preaching in the bedroom by myself, so I invited the whole family to join me in the living room, and are they thrilled to be here. We always love... Everyone just shout hi to everybody.
Hello!
See, it's going to be a lot more exciting. It's not just me boring you. But anyway, Pastor Shelley is here to share with us, as we always do. We're going to start our service with a wonderful praise report. Pastor Shelley?
We actually have two this week. Steve's Aunt Sue finished all of her treatments on Wednesday, and so she is now done with treatments and has had an amazing, blessed, miraculous time. God has just carried her through this time amazingly. And then his cousin Donnie, that we've been praying for, was able to go home this past weekend, and his wife said almost immediately started to have a turnaround for the better, probably because he got to sleep because he wasn't in the hospital being woke up all the time. So praise God. We're just continuing to stand for his complete health, but God is moving and working. Amen.
Praise God. Somebody just say, thank you, Jesus, for
thank
miracles.
You, Jesus.
Glory to God. He is so good. He's ready to heal and save and deliver. And we're just going to worship God right now. But let's begin with our statement of faith, as we always do. Ready? Begin.
I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I walk by faith and not by sight. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, walking in faith and victory. I'm called, anointed, and chosen, favored, blessed, and loved. I'm the head and not the tail, not beneath but above. I'm a child of God. God loves me.
Now let's worship the Lord. Amen.
I've got your joy down in my soul. Gonna lift your name. Let the praises roll. I've got joy down in my soul. Gonna lift your name. Let the praises roll. I've got joy. I've got your joy.
Your name, Lord, I worship you.
I need.
Praise, praise, praise the Lord. Just close your eyes and focus on Jesus right now. He is so good. He's in this place. You know, even though we're not together physically right now, there is no time or space in the Spirit. So we just say, welcome, Holy Spirit, in this place today. Welcome, Holy Spirit. The Lord is here to heal bodies. If there's some sort of sickness in your body, just... If you're listening on a laptop or an iPhone or an iPad or something, just touch it. And I'm touching the microphone, and we just declare your body healed in the name of Jesus. It's just a point of contact. We just lay hands on you now in faith, and we declare in the name and by the blood of Jesus, we send the word of healing to your body in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Praise, praise, praise the Lord. I believe God is healing blood sugar levels today, healing diabetes. I believe God is healing heart disease, anxiety and depression. I believe the Lord is healing backs and joints, knees and ankles and feet. I believe God is healing people's bodies right now. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Just say, I receive my healing today, Lord. I thank you for it. In Jesus' name. And just say this, I forgive anybody. If there's someone I need to forgive, I forgive them right now. Church, we don't want to mess around with holding things against people, because all we're doing, if we do that, is blocking miracles from our own lives. Just say, I forgive. I forgive right now, and I receive my cleansing of all unrighteousness in Jesus' name. Now make a happy sound. Just say, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. You may be seated this morning. Well, you probably already are seated in your house. You can press pause and get a cup of coffee if you want, but come right back. Amen. And here in my living room right now, we're just continuing to just bask in the presence of the Holy Ghost, and we're just so thankful that he's here today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And we're going to worship the Lord as we always do with our tithes and offerings. And I want to thank you. So many of you are still yet tithing, still yet, and no, there's no condemnation if you're, you know, wait until we get back together. It's totally fine. But we've been receiving offerings and tithes in the mail, and what a committed group you all are, and we just want to compliment you and just say way to go. Amen. And you know, we're all partners of this ministry too. We sow and we give. And I think it was Brother Jesse DePlantis I was listening to on Palm Sunday, and he brought out this, and this probably is the greatest giving, you know, verse ever spoken. And it's out of John 3:16, and I'm going to read it out of the Amplified version, and it says this: For God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up his only begotten Son, unique Son, so that whoever believes in, trusts in, clings to, relies on him shall not perish, come to destruction, or be lost, but have eternal everlasting life. So God himself is our great example of the greatest giver ever. Amen. And when he sowed his own Son, when he gave up Jesus and Jesus died and rose again, when he sowed and gave his very best, don't you know he reaped and is still reaping a family? People that have been born again over the years, amen, that are filling up heaven, amen. Praise the Lord. And so what a great example. And so as believers, we need to be people that operate in the gift of giving regularly, our tithes and our offerings, and just being generous when we're out. You know, even as simple as when you're at a grocery store and people are afraid right now or extra cautious, you know, make eye contact with people, even though you may not be able to see their face with a mask on. Make eye contact, smile at them, give them a nod, some sort of assuring word, you know, just point them to Jesus. You know, the other day, I was even on my day job, I was walking around an apartment building, and this bro comes walking by in a full-up Spider-Man costume, the whole thing. I mean, an adult, with his head covered, his face covered, and he started just talking to me, and he took his mask off, and he goes, you know, I'm just trying to give people something to smile about right now. And I said, you made me smile. Thank you. And we chatted for a bit and just talked about, you know what? We just got to keep faith in God and keep our eyes on Jesus. And he's going to, you know, we just got to, you know, keep pointing people to the Lord. Don't you know with Jesus, there's a lot to smile about. Amen. Well, may the Lord bless you as you give. If you, you know, you can refer to our website. But the address, as many of you already know, is P.O. Box 1248, Washougal, Washington, 98671. And you can just make checks payable to Redeemed Church. And may God bless you as you give. Just say this after me. Say, I receive the blessing of God on my finances. Harvesting angels, go and bring in my harvest from the north, south, east, and west. I receive raises, bonuses, jobs, inheritances, vacations, houses, paid in full, debt-free, in Jesus' name. Hey, how about a church building, too? We'll add that in there. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Well, let's get right into today's Bible message. And I just want to, you know, pray as we go into that as well. And Father, that we just ask you, Lord, to give us eyes to see and ears to hear what your Spirit is saying to us today. We'll give you all the praise and all the glory. You're so wonderful, Lord. Make our hearts sensitive, Lord, to you during this time and always. And we thank you, Jesus, that you're so faithful. You're faithful, Lord, to be ridding our nation and the world of this evil COVID-19 spirit of infirmity. And we praise you for the victory over it, God. Jesus won that victory many years ago, and we stand in faith regarding that, Father. In Jesus' name, somebody say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to come back around to a series that we were on toward late winter, early spring, called Outward Signs of an Inward Work. Amen. And with our faith in God, there should be some outward signs, things that are visible to us, to ourselves, amen, things that are visible to others, things that are visible to devils, amen, and angels, amen, outward signs of the inward work of salvation that's in our hearts by faith in Jesus Christ, amen. And our foundation text is Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 and 5, and it says this, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God." Somebody say, I love you, Lord. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength. Amen. And when it says we love God with all our heart, we're talking about our spirit there. That's where we're born again. Amen. That's where we're one with God. With all our soul has to do with our mind, will, and emotions. Amen. It's a choice to love Jesus. And with all our strength has to do with our physical bodies. Amen. So somebody just say, I love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my strength. And today's message in regards to outward signs of an inward work, I want to talk about the outward sign of faith. Somebody say, I have faith in God. Amen. And that is, there should be outward signs that we have faith in God. It's more than just saying, I have faith in God. And in seasons like this, like the world is in and our nation is in, this is where the big boy and big girl Christians show up. Amen. If people have faith in God, it's going to be really obvious. And if people don't, it's going to be really obvious. Amen. And we're not here to judge people. We're responsible for ourselves. Amen. So this is basically a heart check for each one of us personally. But Mark 11, verses 20 and 20 through 24, I want to read that to you. How many think Jesus is a good example of faith? Amen. Praise the Lord. Mark 11, verses 20 through 24 says this. Now, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. This is the story of Jesus and the disciples walking past the fig tree, and Jesus couldn't find any figs on it. So what do? He cursed it, right? And they're coming back by, and the thing's dead. Amen. Jesus said it, and it was. Amen. He hasn't changed from Genesis 1. Amen. And verse 21, and Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. And Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. That's four powerful words. I want you all to say it three times. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. Amen. I'll tell you what, that's a great instant response we ought to have ready whenever somebody comes right now with words of fear, of doom. Four words. What are they, church? Have faith in God. And we know God, the word says, God is love. Amen. And I was, again, on my day job the other day, and one of the customers, we just started talking a little bit of faith, you know. And her standpoint was, God brought this on the world, you know. And a lot of people believe that about God, but it's not true. A God of love does not bring death and destruction on the world. Death, destruction, you know, killing, stealing, destroying. Who does that sound like, church? The devil. The devil. Amen. So that ain't from God. So we just remind ourselves and others these four words. Everybody say it. Have faith in God. And then he goes on, for assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed. Hey, we could even throw in plague or disease there, right? I say to you, whoever says to this plague, this COVID, be removed and cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. That's why we can't stumble around in thinking this is God's will, because if you think that something like this is God's will, it's going to affect my faith. Amen. It's going to affect what I believe, what I say. But if I know this is not God's will, if I know that I'm bought with a price, if I know that Jesus' blood was shed for me in my house, then I can speak to a plague, amen, and tell it where to go, amen. In verse 24, therefore I say to you, whatever things, everybody say whatever things. Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them, amen. That's why, if you remember, last week's message was in regards to this is not the new normal, amen. Resurrection life is the new normal. That's okay. I don't need that. I dropped my Bible on the floor and everyone was going to pounce on it, but everything else is on my notes here that you may have too. Amen. But I want to talk about the word faith, and then I'm going to have my family in just a moment. They're going to share a couple things with you as well. They're here. They're Bible brilliant. They love Jesus. They have something to give. Amen. And so I'm going to work them today. Amen. Plus, you need to hear their precious voices, too. I so appreciate their worship and the beautiful voices and laying on the guitar, Luke on the beatbox, Shelley on the piano, Lindsay and Lacey singing. It was marvelous. Amen. I was trying to sing, too. Amen. I was lifting my hands, worshiping God. Worshiping and praising God is an outward sign of an inward work. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Jesus answered and said to them, what did he say again? Have faith in God. Amen. Don't have faith in the boogeyman. A lot of people have too much faith in the boogeyman and no faith in God.
Well, I can't see God.
Well, can you see COVID? No. Amen, right? So have more faith, for goodness sakes, in God than in a silly plague. Amen? Now, I'm not saying we don't take that serious. Amen? We're not downplaying it. But what we're doing is we're not giving the devil any respect. How much respect ought we give the devil? Zero. Amen. We love the people, but we hate the plague. Amen. Or anything like it that comes to kill people. We tell it what to do and where to go because we're in charge on this planet. Amen. But faith means words like persuasion. Say persuasion. Persuasion. Conviction. Conviction. Oh, this one's my favorite. Reliance upon Christ for salvation and constancy in such profession. Amen. Somebody say, I rely on Jesus.
I rely
on Jesus. Amen. For everything, right? A lot of people think, when we get to heaven, everything will be okay. Well, of course, yeah. But his blood wasn't shed for when I get to heaven. It was shed for when? For now. Amen. And constancy in such profession. Just because the boogeyman jumps out and says, boo, doesn't mean we should all run and hide and all of a sudden get into fear. Amen. We need to stay constant in our profession that Jesus is Lord, right? While we're dealing with the facts, while we're doing what we have to do in the natural, we are relying on a supernatural God to deliver us. He's always been a deliverer. He always will be a deliverer. Amen. Say the word assurance, right? Belief. Believe and fidelity, being faithful to God's word. Amen. It's all about what we believe, or really who we believe. Amen. We ought not have more faith and belief in circumstances than we do in the God that created us. Amen. But I want to look at this term here, faith versus fear. Everybody say faith versus fear. And I want to introduce everybody in my family has a verse that is special to them regarding how to deal with fear in our lives. So who wants to lead it off? Family, congregation? Should we go siblings and we'll end with Shelly? All right. So who wants to start? Oldest to youngest?
Yeah.
Come step up to the microphone. Lacey Joy, live and good. The joy of the Lord is her strength.
Okay, the verse I picked for the fear versus faith thing was Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God.
Amen.
Yeah.
And what does that mean to you?
It just means that if I'm ever afraid about anything, I can pray about it and present my request to God.
Amen. Praise God. Somebody say, bring it to Jesus. Amen. Great word, Lacey. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, Lindsay Faith. Here we go. I love the daughters. You know, Lacey can say, my middle name's Joy. The joy of the Lord is my strength. Lindsay can say, my middle name's Faith. I got faith in God. Amen. Lindsay, go ahead. What do you got?
Okay. I did Matthew 7:24-25. And it says, therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken to him to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. This reminds me of Hannibal Smith from the old A-Team movies, because, like, whenever a bad guy would come up to him and try to, like, freak him out, he wasn't moved at all. He just, like, laughed in his face and called him a slimeball. So we can laugh in Satan's face because he can't do anything to us.
That's so good. Amen. Oh, man. Our Google playlist is, everyone knows about it now. We've been watching A-Team and other old shows like that. And, oh, man, Hannibal, what does he always say? I love it when a plan comes together. We love it when God's plan comes together. Okay, Lane Scott. Here you go, man.
Okay, so the verse I did, verses was Psalms 3:5-6 says, so now I'll lie down and sleep like a baby, then I'll wake in safety, for you surround me with your glory. Even though dark powers prowl around me, I won't be afraid.
Amen. And what does that mean to you?
that we can just go to God when, like, dark powers or, like, the coronavirus is around. We can just go to him for help.
Amen. Good word. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That is a great word, Lane. Praise the Lord. Okay, Luke, Stephen, live and good. Stephen with a PH.
Okay, what I did was Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you, be strong, courageous, do not be terrified, do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
Amen. And what does that mean to you?
It means to me that we have to stay strong and courageous, and we can't be scared of, like, the coronavirus and whatever the world is talking about, because God is with us wherever we go.
Amen. Great word. Great word. Praise the Lord. Somebody say, I'm strong and courageous. In Jesus, amen. All right, and now Pastor Shelley.
So my verse is out of Luke 8, verses, you like that, Luke? Okay, good. And it's verse 50, and I'm just going to do part of it. And it says, don't yield to your fear, have faith in me. Another translation says, don't be afraid, just believe. And this is the story of Jairus, and he had gone to Jesus to come and bring Jesus back to his house because his daughter was very ill. And I love this part because he had just been told that his daughter passed away. So there's this terrible news has arrived, and says when Jesus heard this, he said to Jairus. And so I think that the Lord is still saying this to us. Don't yield to your fear. Have faith in me. And when he didn't yield to his fear, his daughter was made alive again. So that's our promise. If we don't yield to fear, but we have faith, God will take the situation and turn it around.
Amen. 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 Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Praise God. God is so good. He's so good. He's so good. And we don't have to be afraid. Somebody say, I choose faith. I have faith in God. I refuse to fear. Amen. Well, Mark chapter 5, verse 36 says it this way. As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he heard a negative word regarding the priest's daughter that had passed away. Shelley was just touching on this in her scripture she shared. Jesus said to the ruler of the synagogue, do not be afraid, only believe. Now that was some bad news that guy got. Your daughter is dead. Don't bother the teacher. And Jesus heard that word of death. I mean, what could be more final, a worse word than that? And Jesus looks at the man and says, don't be afraid, only believe. Now, if that man in that situation at that time could choose to not fear and look Jesus in the eye and say, I believe in you, then you and me, we got no excuse. Amen. We can look at any situation in the eye and say, you know what? I refuse to fear you because Jesus Christ is my Lord and my faith is in him, and he's way bigger than you are, whatever that thing is. Amen. Praise the Lord. 1 Samuel chapter 22, verse 23. This is the story of King David. He was running, fleeing for his life from Saul. Saul had gone nuts, basically. And to the point where he had like 85 priests killed because he accused them of siding with David and hiding him and giving him food. Well, one of the priest's sons escaped and fled to David and his men. And David said this to the young man. He said, stay with me. Do not fear, for he who seeks my life seeks your life. But with me, you shall be safe. And boy, I hear Jesus in those words. Stay with me. Do not fear, for he who seeks my life seeks your life. But with me, you will be safe. Somebody say, I'm staying with Jesus. Amen. It's really as simple as that. Just don't leave him. Don't forsake him. Don't chase after other things. Don't get your eyes off of him. We need to keep our focus on the word. Even in times like this, where it seems like the whole world is crying out, you know, all these fearful things, we just refuse to. No, I'm not going to fear. I keep my eyes on Jesus, and I'm staying with him. Amen. Psalm 78:53 says it this way. And he led them on safely so that they did not fear, but the sea overwhelmed their enemies. That's referring to the Red Sea story, the children of Israel. Amen. When you're following Jesus, He leads you on safely. He's not leading you to a place of death. He's not leading us into places of destruction, places of sickness and disease, places of chaos and poverty. No, that's the devil that does that. He leads us on to safety, to the blessing, right? To the joy of the Lord. So we don't fear those things, right? We know the difference between fear and faith. We know the difference of what is ours in God's and what is not ours. Amen. What's of the blessing and what's of the curse? That's why we study the word and we understand what Jesus has done for us. Amen. The sea overwhelmed all their enemies. And that's what we need to see, you know, the Red Sea. Just think of the red blood of Jesus just covering up and swallowing up anything that would try to rise up against us. Amen. Glory to God. That's marvelous. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says it this way: watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. I love that, stand fast in the faith. As believers, we have to be able to stick to it. We have to be able to focus. You know, especially in our Western society, we're so consumed with just consuming things. Amen. Fast food, microwave oven, you know, pizza in 5 minutes, right? Or whatever it is. Amen. You know, we need to be people that have the ability to stay, to have stay power, to stick to the Word of God, no matter what. Amen. Somebody say, I'm standing fast in the faith today. Hallelujah. Amen. 2 Corinthians 4:13 says it this way: and since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore we speak. Amen. So there are words of faith and there are words of fear. And we all need to be checking our hearts and listening to what's coming out of our own mouths. Listening to what and keeping an eye on what we're looking at, what we're listening to. Because those things get on the inside of us and can take root and turn into faith or fear. Amen? So that's why the word says, make sure we're staying in the spirit of faith. Amen? Speaking words of blessing, speaking words of life and peace, speaking those things that you want. We're not speaking words of death and destruction and doom and despair. We're speaking words of life and peace and blessing. Amen. And taking authority over the devil. Amen. That's what we do. That's who we are. Praise God. And 2 Corinthians 5:7 says it this way: for we walk by faith, not by sight. Oh, no matter what we see, no matter what we feel, no matter how it looks, we don't waver off the word of God. We're walking by faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and what he's accomplished on our behalf, not by sight. I love that part of the definition of faith. It says reliance upon Christ for salvation, constancy in such profession. Praise the Lord. Galatians 5:6 says it this way: for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision avails anything, but faith working through love. Faith works through love. We need to make sure we're staying in love, church. Amen. As we're kind of in quarantine, however they're saying it, we're around each other a lot more at the house. Make sure we're staying in love with each other. Amen. Not being impatient with each other, short with each other. If you have to go to the grocery store, we need to be patient with people. Amen. And just not get it giving into the fear, not giving into the pressure that everyone is feeling. Amen. Stay on the love side of things. Praise the Lord. Walking in love. If we don't walk in love, then our faith is going to be obstructed. Amen. So somebody say, I choose love today. Hallelujah. Ephesians 6:16 says it this way: above all, taking the shield of faith, that with which we will be able to quench the fiery darts, all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Amen? The shield of faith. Read these chapters that we're going over, the whole chapters. But Ephesians 6 talks about the armor of God. And it says, above all, take the shield of faith. Protects us, covers our families, covers our homes, covers our church, covers our nation and our leaders. Praise God forevermore. 2 Thessalonians 3:2 says it this way: and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. Amen. Not everybody, guess what? This is might be a flash to somebody. Breaking news. Not everybody in this world loves Jesus. Amen? Not everybody in this world loves the truth. Not everybody in this world believes the Bible is God's word. Not everybody in this world has faith in Jesus, but we do. That makes us different. Amen? So we pray for deliverance from unreasonable and wicked men who do not believe in Jesus, who do not love God. There's people like that that would like to take charge of this country, for example. That's why this is such a spiritual battle that we're in right now, even with this coronavirus. The devil is trying to take everyone's eye off the elections, to be a distraction, to bring sickness and disease and death and strife and all these things, because he is after the heart of this nation. Amen. So we take charge in the spirit and we apply the blood of our leaders and we get out and vote. Amen. And we choose leaders that are people of faith. We don't vote for people into office that are pro-abortion, for example. That's death. Amen. We put people in office that love God, love his word, that believe in protecting Israel, that believe in godly marriage between a man and a woman. Amen. Stuff like this. Purity, right? Saving the lives of unborn people. Amen. Unborn human beings. Amen. This is an outward sign of an inward work. That's called faith coming up on the inside of you and coming out from on the inside of you to work on the outside. Amen. Jude 1:20 says this, "But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit." Oh, church, we must spend time praying in the Holy Ghost. A lot of times there's just no English words to say it, whatever's on your heart. So that's why you receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Let's take about 10 seconds right now and just pray in the Holy Ghost. Kole vishitole ve makole. Oh, church, there is victory. There is victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. We have put our faith in him, and we are rising up and rising above the circumstances. Amen. If you haven't received the baptism of the Holy Spirit with evidence of praying in tongues, just receive him. He's part of the blessing of God for your life. Just say, "I receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and I receive my heavenly prayer language." Amen. And when you pray in the Spirit, you're building yourself up, the word says right here, on your most holy faith. Praise God. And finally, as we close, 1 John 5:4 says it this way, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that has overcome the world, our faith." Glory to God. We are overcomers, church. Because our faith is in the overcomer. Amen. Our faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. That makes you and me overcomers. When situations like COVID-19 arise, these are signs of the times. Pastor Terry Copeland Pearson's preached a beautiful message on Easter Sunday morning in the Faith Foundations class. If you have you can go to EMIC, look at their archives, Faith Foundations, Easter Sunday morning. Terry Copeland Pearson's amazing message connecting the dots between things like this plague and end times. These are signs that Jesus is coming soon. But guess what? We're not overcome by this kind of stuff. We are overcomers. Amen? We take authority over these things in the name of Jesus, and we rise above. Amen? Why? Because the risen one lives inside of us. Amen. Let's pray. Let's just make a fresh dedication to Jesus today. Just say, "Father God, I commit myself to you. I put my faith in Jesus today. I receive my forgiveness, Lord, for any areas where I have fallen into fear. I take authority over that spirit of fear, and I give my life to Jesus afresh today. I commit myself to you, Lord, to keep my faith in you every day. And I'm growing stronger and stronger and stronger in Jesus' mighty name. And I will point people to you, Lord, with every word I say, everything I do. Hallelujah. My faith is in you today, in Jesus' name." Praise the Lord. Well, God bless you, church. The Live and Good family loves you. And we're looking forward to seeing you again real soon. Until then, keep in touch with us with emails, redeemedfam@gmail.com. Keep us posted on prayer requests and praise reports. And I know we're going to be together very soon, church. God bless you and have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.